I'd like to talk a little bit about clinical practice and management of patients in a non-protocol setting, starting out with metastatic disease. I'm curious, what are some of the things? I'm sure you see a lot of second and third opinions, so you're kind of getting a little bit of a perspective what people are doing in practice. Are there any things that you see people doing in practice right now that maybe when you meet with your fellows, you kind of say, hey, you know, you got to really think maybe twice about this? Or I'm not going to say errors, but things that you don't agree with.
Well, I don't think everybody with metastatic disease has to be treated.
Hmm.
We've certainly learned in prostate cancer, just having prostate cancer doesn't mean you have to unleash everything. You have a Gleason 6 in a 65, 70, maybe 75-year-old. There's nothing wrong with waiting for a while. You have 3-4 asymptomatic nodules in the liver, which a surgeon says, gee, it isn't something I really want to operate on. The liver chemistry is normal and the CEA is reasonable. I see those people again in 3 months. I may scan them again in 6 months. I'm concerned about their quality of life because the cassette I'm putting into my management recorder here is my goal cure or is my goal palliation? If there are a couple lesions and the PET scan shows there are a couple lesions, then I'd go for cure. But not everybody has to be treated.